Ending a long and acrimonious transition process, the United Nations Security Council agreed today on a candidate to succeed Boutros Boutros-Ghali as UN Secretary General. Kofi Annan, currently the Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, was approved unanimously after France dropped its objection to his candidacy. Annan is from the West African nation of Ghana. He was trained as an economist and manager at McAllister College in Minnesota and at MIT. He has spent most of his professional life at the United Nations. We have a report from NPR's Ted Clark.
There was nothing smooth about this transition. The Clinton administration decided that Boutros Ghali should go earlier this year, but he refused to go quietly, forcing the U.S. to veto his candidacy for a second term. That move angered many in the United Nations, especially African delegates, who asked why secretary generals from other regions routinely won second terms and Egyptian-born Boutros Ghali did not. To assuage African governments, the Security Council agreed to try to replace Boutros Ghali with another African. France wanted someone from a French-speaking country. Annan is conversant in French, but is from English-speaking Ghana. So France said no, eventually becoming the lone holdout against Annan. When it looked as though French objections might scuttle the opportunity for any African to get the post, France backed down. So it was with some relief today that Madeleine Albright, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, spoke to reporters.
The Security Council has succeeded in coming to a consensus to recommend Kofi Annan as the next Secretary General to the General Assembly. It has been a good and successful process, and I am personally very pleased.
Kofi Annan has served as a personnel director for the UN, a budget director, a program manager, rising quickly through the ranks until, in 1993, he was given what may be the most thankless job in the organization, head of UN peacekeeping operations. Peacekeeping successes in Mozambique, Namibia, and Cambodia were overshadowed by failures in Somalia and Bosnia. Annan described some of the frustrations of the job a year after taking it.
It's a real nightmare at times. You know what you've been asked to do, and you keep getting additional tasks, but the resources do not follow. And when you get into trouble, those who gave you the task are not there to defend you.
Still, Kofi Annan has won a great deal of respect for the way he handled the job, as well as for his personal demeanor. Douglas Bennett, former Assistant Secretary of State for International Organizations, describes Annan this way.
Low-key, very eloquent, very good sense of humor, personal confidence. This is a strong person.
Annan, who becomes the first UN Secretary General from sub-Saharan Africa, has not been reticent to criticize authoritarian governments there, as he did on this occasion 2 years ago.
When I look back on what has happened on the continent and what has happened today, where that spirit seems to be gone, politicians have taken an approach that is winner-take-all, and if you have power, you use it absolutely.
Some have questioned whether Kofi Annan, who is essentially a UN bureaucrat, has the necessary stature to lead the world body. Douglas Bennett, who is now president of Wesleyan University in Connecticut, says that will depend on the member nations and the UN Security Council.
I mean, the Secretary General has as much clout as the nations want him to have, and this is an extremely able person who I think is going to be able to put before the nations an agenda of issues that need to be addressed, and then the question will be whether the nations wish to do that or not.
Kofi Annan is 58. He's married to a Swedish-born painter who is the niece of Raoul Wallenberg, the Swedish diplomat who saved thousands of Jews from the Nazis during World War II. This is Ted Clark in Washington.